You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone. This is a semi-emergency Locked On Cavaliers podcast. You'll have a full Cavs Pistons preview up Monday morning, but there's some Cavs news. Tristan Thompson is going to miss some time with an ankle injury he suffered against the Denver Nuggets. It was not something he or Ty Lue or the team disclosed on game night. This is something they announced on Sunday evening. Join me to talk about it is Justin Rowan from Fear the Sword and the Chase Down podcast. Justin, what's going on?
Not too much. Can you really have an emergency podcast or an emergency update for the Cavs when they're in a constant state of emergency?
I mean, this is close to what it would qualify, right? Like, this is, you know, a starter, but it feels so like a 4 on the scale of 1 to 10, maybe. I mean, I just think about trade deadline day and, you know, our G-Chat with me, you, myself, and Carter with Org trying to book people to talk about the Cavs that day. That was sort of the peak, just insanity, just trying to keep track of everything.
That's every alarm going off and explosions everywhere.
Yeah.
But yes, Tristan Thompson, injured.
Yeah. So here's what the Cavs had to say. Cavalier center Tristan Thompson stepped on the heel of an opposing Denver Nuggets player during the first half of Saturday's game at the Q in Cleveland. He was able to continue playing, but experienced significant swelling overnight. Further evaluation on Sunday at Cleveland Clinic Courts confirmed a right ankle sprain, and Thompson will now undergo a period of treatment and rehabilitation for the injury. He's expected to miss multiple games, and his return to play timing will be established in relation to his continued evaluation and daily recovery process. So that sort of indicates why they didn't disclose this or talk about this. He didn't play much in the second half because Larry Nance played so well, and I think Ty Lue wrote that hot hand. Thompson will at least, we know now, be out for the final game of the homestand on Monday against the Pistons, and at the very minimum, the Wednesday rematch against the Nuggets in Denver. Justin, before we get into the problems with him missing some time and whatnot, just what was your reaction to Thompson, who missed some time earlier this year with an injury and has been up and down? What was your just initial reaction to learning that he's going to be out at least a couple games?
Well, my initial reaction there's positives to that. Like, that was exactly my first thought. I was like, that's not great. Tristan's had trouble staying healthy. But I think in the long run, there is the potential for this to benefit the team. At this point, Larry Nance is a better player than Tristan Thompson. No qualifiers needed. Like, he is just a better player than Tristan and probably needs more minutes alongside LeBron. Now, there's issues with, okay, now you really don't have a center that's established other than Ante Zizic.
Look, I'm here for Zizic season.
I'm here to see what he's got. But if Larry Nance picks up fouls, which he's been doing recently, that becomes a problem, especially when you're going against a team like Detroit, who has Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin. Probably not the time you want to go into it without a center. The other part of this that is positive is Tristan's clearly, as I said, he's had issues staying healthy. So hopefully time off rehabbing his ankle is going to help deal with whatever issues he's dealing with his knee, and hopefully benefit the team in the long term. But it is the other side of that coin is you're probably going to need Tristan, even if he's in a reserve role, at some point here in the playoffs. And he needs to be healthy in order to have an impact. And, man, it just sucks that he can't get healthy.
I think that's right. Thinking about this Cavs team in a way that says Tristan Thompson doesn't deserve a role or shouldn't be playing, I think, is very extreme. I think him and Nance, as much as we talk about them as competing players, they do different things. Nance is a better offensive player. He's more explosive at this point. He's a better rim protector. Thompson is going to be a little bit more bulkier. He's going to, I think, maybe be a better rebounder against some of these bigger guys. He can do stuff that Nance just doesn't, and they kind of complement each other in terms of what they offer at that center spot and who they fit best next to. I think Nance certainly, I think, is going to be a really good fit with Kevin Love, and I really have been open to the idea that Thompson's best role in this team is going to be when LeBron plays the four and they need someone a little bulkier to take up some of those rebounding responsibilities. I think there's certainly a role for both of them. I think the biggest loss here, assuming Tristan is not out most of this road trip, which is going to be over two weeks going to across the country before they come, I think it's a go come back to Chicago. They're going to be on the road a long time.
Right.
This Cavs team just needs time to gel together. They're already missing the second best player in the team in Kevin Love. Losing a guy who, even if he's not the starting center come the playoffs, is going to play 20 some minutes a night and is a good NBA player when he's healthy and does important things for the team, that's just a problem, and it's not going to help them gel. And it doesn't help right now either that not just is Kevin Love out, but Jeff Green is out as well. And not that Jeff Green is as important as either of those players, but the Cavs are kind of
it's another front court guy that needs to get minutes if guys are out.
Right, and this is now a thin team up front. So you're looking at a situation where LeBron probably has to play a lot of five unless Zizic is going to play a lot. And you're looking at a situation where Nance is going to have to play a lot. And, I mean, I think we're going to see if he can stay out of foul trouble in longer minutes as a center. And it just makes the Cavs are going to have to play a different way than I think Ty Lue necessarily wants to with this group, and different than they're probably going to play when Kevin Love gets back.
Yeah, I mean, Ty Lue is slow to make adjustments, so I think there is the benefit of Nance moving into that starting lineup, and I don't think he's going to give up that role. But as you said, as much as people want to make it a Nance versus Tristan thing, ultimately you need depth. And you need both of those guys playing well. There's going to be nights where people should get their wish, where Tristan doesn't look like himself and deserves to sit on the bench, especially when Kevin Love's back and you can run him at center a lot. But there have been games where he is very effective, and it's kind of on a night-to-night basis based on how he's feeling. And in an ideal situation, you would have that decision being determined by matchup more so than is he healthy and is he like productive.
Yeah, I think with Tristan, I wonder, just it's hard to know, and it's not something that he is really maybe going to say, but I wonder how healthy he has been this whole time. I think he's had really good moments. I think of late, even though he's struggled in certain moments the last couple of games, he's rebounded well, and he's looked at least a little bit more comfortable in stepping out on guys, not quite as effective as he was at his peak, but
right. And if you look at his numbers based on how many days of rest he has, like if he has no rest, he is a complete tire fire. But once you start getting into one or two days of rest here, all of a sudden his numbers look a lot better, as do the team's numbers. So to me, that would indicate that he's not healthy. But at this point, if this is how the season plays out, where you get good games, bad games, but he just can't really regain form, the team needs to look for a contingency plan in the offseason and address that center position, whether that be with the Brooklyn pick or through free agency.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly something that's going to be interesting to see how they approach Tristan, who we know they tried to trade at the deadline come summer. In the short term, what tactical things would you say Lou should you look to see what Lou's going to do? I mean, Denver and Detroit and some of the teams are going to face on this trip all have big bodies. Nance is going to they're going to be asking a lot of Larry Nance. So what do you, and we don't know when Jeff Green's going to come back, so they're going to be maybe playing Rodney Hood as a three a lot of the time. JR could be playing some three. We could see more of that George Hill, Jordan Clarkson guard combo lineup that we've seen. That means the Cavs are going to be smaller. What do you think Lou should be trying to do to mitigate not having another healthy big in Tristan Thompson?
I mean, part of this it depends on whether or not Jeff Green's going to be healthy and in the lineup. But either way, against Detroit, I think you have to just go small. Like, you have Nance at center, but I think you might sub LeBron out early to play him at center to back him up, and then just try to play Drummond and Griffin off the floor, because you really don't have the bodies to throw at them. And even if you're giving up 2 points on a lot of those possessions, which the Cavs do no matter who they put in, you would trade the 3 points for two. So I think that's basically the only option that Ty Lue has. It's kind of forced onto him. I really do think that this Detroit game, now that Thompson's out, may be tough for them, unless they just have a hot shooting start and then they can just kind of play with the lead for the rest of the game.
I'm very curious to see in the Detroit game in the shortest term to see how they defend that big the bulkiness of Detroit starting five. We know Blake's going to play some backup five, and I think LeBron going there could be a really interesting tactical advantage, and I think Nance can certainly handle that because he's spent most of his career, you know, battling fours and not fives. He's going through his own adjustment now because he's basically only a center now after being mostly a power forward with the Lakers. I really wonder if they just stick with what they have so far. So in pre-Tristan injury, it's been George Hill, J.R. Smith, LeBron James, Jetty Osman, and Tristan Thompson. Let's just say all they do is put in Nance into the starting lineup. We are they going to have LeBron defend Blake from the get-go? That's not really in line with what they've done. Are they going to just, like, you can't reasonably ask Jetty to do it, and they've asked Jetty to guard a lot of different guys. No,
Jetty's going to mess him up, man.
the Turkish just stopper. But, like, they've asked Jetty to defend Paul George, Carmelo, Kyrie, Bradley Beal, Jimmy Butler. They've asked him to do all these really difficult things. Blake just seems like not the thing you would ask him to do. So is LeBron defending Blake, who's going to get a lot of touches and be asked to do a lot? I wonder, they're going to have to ask LeBron to do defensive stuff right now. And that's really interesting to me. They might have had to do that anyway, but I don't know.
What you're going to see a lot of is Jetty denying the ball from Blake and then have guys ready to help. Like, you kind of have to have LeBron ready to play free safety there, because if Jetty's denying the ball and Blake's trying to go back door, you need someone that's going to swoop in there and intercept those passes and take that away from him. I think it kind of has to be a team effort, and then you just try to body up Drummond. But if Detroit really leans on that pick and roll, things could get difficult.
The other factor is Ante Zizic. Looking at it, he's played 17 games with a Canton charge. He's barely played with the Cavs. In 25 minutes a game with Canton, here's just his basic general box score stat lines. 16.2 points per game, 9.4 rebounds per game, 1.2 blocks. He's shooting 58.2% from the field, 58.5% on two-point attempts, and shooting 76% from the line on almost five attempts per game. He's putting up good Canton numbers. The times I've watched him, he's looked good. He's active. He's more traditional and maybe is not going to offer really kind of what the Cavs have used Thompson for. He might have some more offensive skill, but he's not going to be the defensive player. Just considering the lack of depth up front right now, would you want to see Lou just try Zizic for 10 minutes a game in the next couple
Why
minutes?
The hell not? Why the hell not? Like, you're not. That's part of it, that there's a lot of frustration about how this team is performing lately, and there's not a lot of patience for the growing pains. It doesn't matter what seed the Cavs get. Like, it's not going to change the outcome of a series. The outcome of a series is going to be determined by how well they play. So I think Lou needs to have kind of that leeway to try things out and just kind of throw spitballs on the wall and see what sticks. So I'm all for playing Zizic. I don't think it's worth asking guys to really, like, guard out of position and guard guys that are going to wear them down just for the sake of winning a regular season game. Maybe he steps up. Maybe the size alone is enough to kind of change Detroit taking advantage of the Cavs on the inside. So I'm in favor of him playing.
I like to see him play too. I don't know. I think there's a chance he's going to get played off the floor. Maybe not against Detroit when he's maybe could match up against Eric Moreland, but against Detroit, I mean, or against Denver, how is he going to do against someone like Mason Plumlee, who's not a star but is a good center? I mean, this could just be a gauge of where he's at. We've got at least an idea with Jetty. We have no idea with Ante Zizic, and they could sign someone to a 10-day contract. That, I mean, Kendrick Perkins is out there. We know they've been linked to him, and he's not a good NBA player right now. He's the most recent thing I saw from him. They used on KG's show on TNT with Big Crit. Like, that's the most recent thing I think Perk's done. He doesn't really
bring back the homie Eddie Tavares.
Yeah, I mean, playing with Luka Doncic over in Spain right now, so you get a scouting report on a potential draft pick as well if you do that. But it's going to be interesting to see how they approach this. We'll wrap it up on this, Justin. I know you said you're not sure, and I agree with you that this could, if depending, that this is directly going to mean Nance is the starter going forward. But what would Nance need to do in your mind to say, if that's something he wants to go out and do, or to just Lou is forced to make the change, what would he need to do as a starter to just be the starter no matter what and when Tristan comes back? And then we see that switch happen as a result of this in a weird way.
I mean, he just has to continue doing what he's doing on a bigger sample size. Like, Lou, for whatever reason, hasn't given him the minutes his play is deserved. So I think if Nance goes out there and he still plays at that same level, over 30 minutes per game, it's going to be really hard to change that up, because if he plays at that level, the Cavs are going to have success, because they've had success whenever he is on the floor, basically. There's going to be growing pains. There has been times where he's lost his guy off ball, but he's just such an active player and his game meshes so well with LeBron that I really do think it is going to open up things up for the Cavs offensively.
With you on that, we're going to find out immediately. Cavs play the Pistons on Monday, the Nuggets on Wednesday, the Clippers on Friday, and then the Lakers next Sunday. But the first three games, they're going to have three different types of centers, all teams with good front courts. Blake Griffin, DeAndre first, then Nikola Jokic, and then DeAndre Jordan. That's a really interesting week for Nance and for the Cavs to have to go through this without Tristan Thompson. I think everyone out there that is wondering about this, I think maybe Justin is ready to work this back to the beginning, that he maybe will just get right by this. Maybe this will do him some good. And we'll see if he travels. We'll find out Monday morning when the Cavs will have their first media availability since this was announced. And we'll see what Ty Lue has to say about it. We'll see what LeBron has to say about it. We'll see if they have Tristan talk as well. They've had Jeff Green out there. Kevin Love has spoke recently. So we'll see if they have Tristan talk about this. But Justin, thanks for so much for coming on and help me do a quick breakdown on this.
No problem. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Find Justin on Twitter at CavsAnada. You'll find the full Cavs Pistons podcast up in your feeds as well Monday morning. I'm Chris Manning. Find me on Twitter at CDimmonWrites. Find the pod on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Cavs. And again, Tristan Thompson out with an ankle injury after he suffered against the Denver Nuggets. TBD on exactly when he's going to return.